Holy signs to the sin and finding highs I never witnessed. Been vibing, I'm in ascension, and the sky's the limit. Stars the limit, line a mile far I get. I reckon it's a multiverse, I'm probably on a different earth. Holy moly, what's the word? Took a minute, but I heard. Rap game and save, whoever torn, I'll relay and run off like I'm Usain. You saying that I'm a phase, but I just murdered all your souls in 50 seconds of play.
Ooh, I like that.
Yes,
was good, man. It's episode 13. My bad, the music's still playing. We keeping it going, man. We back in it. It's Can I Vibe With Y'all. Welcome to the show. It's your boy Kaz, as always. Introduce yourself, my boy.
It's your boy Chris, IG Mathis, 023.
There you go. And to my right.
Woo!
To my right,
bringing in like Sway in the morning.
We got a rapper in the building today. I'm gonna come out and say it.
Go ahead.
We gonna come out and say it. Introduce yourself, my boy.
Go ahead.
All right, I'm KC the Light.
Ooh.
Most people just call me KC. You know.
I like that. I like. So your IG name is KC the Light. Can we get a little explanation on that?
It used to be my Finsta name. It was like my IG name used to just be K.C. because my rapper name just used to be KC. But okay. Then I had to change it to KC the Light because there's way too many KCs and rappers from Kansas City.
Oh,
everybody uses KC and stuff. Okay, so okay. I was just like, you know, just change the KC the Light. Like, that's something unique. And that's the only KC the Light on any social media platform.
I like it. Anything. So you got to be unique.
Just unique. And it's cool because KC the Light. It's a little bit.
Oh, my boy.
A little play on words.
My boy getting deep with it.
Okay.
So we repping Florida right now. Where are you from originally?
I was born in Florida and Fort Myers, and then I moved to Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Racine area.
Okay. So you rep, or I'm gonna say, is Wisconsin home?
Yeah, that's home.
Racine. Residing in Florida.
Racine, Wisconsin, residing in Florida.
Okay. How long you been in Florida?
I've been here for, I lose track of time, but like it's been like 3 or 4 years now since I came to college, and then I went to FAU.
Okay.
I was chilling over there for like 2 years. And
how you like the Florida lifestyle?
Florida's good. I love Florida. Florida's
it's a lot different than Wisconsin.
The only thing I do miss is the change of seasons. That's the only thing. Because like you can wear like sweatshirts and sweatpants comfortably. And you chilling. You can bring the
I wish we had that. I mean, it gets a little too cold up there.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, the 60s, 50s, I like that.
Walking into school sometimes, it's like negative 28.
You just...
And if they
you just say negative?
Negative. And the wind chill, if the wind chill, I think it's like negative 33, then they cancel school. But sometimes every county in Wisconsin would be off of school, but my county, Racine Unified School District, if y'all looking at this, fuck Racine Unified School District. Because they used to make us go to school, it'd be like negative 40 wind chill, and we're walking into school just...
So, you said negative 33 is the cutoff. If it's negative 32, you still taking your ass to school?
You taking your ass to school, no matter what. They don't even care if you have to walk to school. They don't care if you have to... They don't care, man. They just like, they send you out there. Buses is still operating, yeah. But, some kids aren't fortunate enough to be on buses, you feel me? And they got to walk to school,
That's brutal.
What do you expect these kids to do?
We blessed to live down here in Florida, man. As crazy as it is.
Me personally, I'm missing school. I'm missing school. I ain't going to school.
Shit, me too.
If it's freezing, I ain't going to school.
Me too.
Have y'all ever been up there though? Like,
I went to Michigan once. That's the closest I've been. But that was in like March, so it wasn't nearly as cold.
Yeah, March is still.
It was like the end of winter. So I think it was like 45.
It's not but negative.
I mean, it's been 45 down here. Like, negative 45? Nah.
Negative, that's ridiculous. No, thank you. Snowstorms, hate the snow.
No, thank you.
All of it.
Hey, but before we get into this episode, you know we usually do the facts about the drink. We not doing no facts today. Oh. I got the wine as always.
Lookie, I was excited for that, man.
I know. I'm sorry. We just sipping today. We actually, we got a giveaway. That we announced a few weeks ago. At the time of this recording, we are announcing the winner live on camera.
On camera.
Ooh. So you get to see this too. Who gonna draw it? I think Casey should draw it. Shake it up.
Go ahead.
All the names are in there. You heard it.
Every single one.
Shake it up in the camera. Go ahead, take that.
I'm gonna shake it up one more time.
Go ahead.
All right. $50 giveaway. Who gonna get this money?
Not you. Not you.
Oh, he.
This one.
Okay. Okay.
Let's see, I feel like I'm announcing a Grammy. And the winner is.
Oh shit.
Brianna Ash.Bree_.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Bree.Ash_. We got $50 coming your way.
And the only way you got $50 coming your way is if you follow me on IG.
Oh, ooh.
Yeah, we throwing that in there too.
Go ahead. Drop that for them one more time.
And KC the Light.
KC the Light. Hey, shout out to Brianna real quick though, because we posted this twice. She actually just entered this giveaway a few hours ago.
Really?
So that I mean, I reposted it. It was open to anybody. So shout out to her. Shout out Brianna one more time.
I ain't gonna make her follow me. You get the $50 either way, but I'd appreciate it.
I'll go ahead and follow him.
I'd appreciate it, you know.
Hey, let's get this shot of clock going, though, man. Ooh,
yes.
You know, as always, I'm on the wine.
I'm gonna do one.
But you got the crown going with you.
Yeah, I think you should mix some of the crown with the wine. I think you should mix it.
Oh, this boy don't lost his mind.
You never know until you try it.
Mm.
I don't know if I want to try it on camera.
And
that's a little.
You might have poured. I don't want to ruin the whole cup of wine. Yeah, I don't want to ruin the whole cup of wine.
Maybe if it's a little bit of wine.
When it's a little bit left, let me know.
I could take a shot of that and drink the wine. I could like do separate, but I can't mix it in the same cup.
Why not?
That's dangerous. I gotta be civilized on here.
You gotta be civilized.
My mama watched this. I think I got a problem.
I think it's classy. That's just me though.
I agree.
I stopped bringing the wine glass with me because we got this glass table and, you know, like, I'm drinking wine out the styrofoam cup, bro.
You know,
it is what it is.
I think I might make that a thing now. It's a whiskey glass that I'd be drinking out of, right?
Yeah.
I might start drinking wine on the show.
I'm telling you, bro. Hey, I'm going to go ahead.
I'm going to take some.
I'm being sneaky. We got the extra bottle over there, too, man. Hey, but let's get this shot of clock. Toast to good life. Toast to you being here.
Yes, sir.
Salute.
Salute.
I love it. Let's face that back over there real quick. So I actually, before we get too into it, I gotta say, like, this kind of dope, bro. Because
that bad.
Oh, you like
that's
it?
Actually good.
Right. You like it?
Hold on a second.
Oh, shit. You like the wine with the crown.
Hold on a second. I might have just did something.
I think he's feeling sensational.
Sensational.
You know, I be hearing this mic. I'm like, oh shit.
That's actually great.
Sensational.
That's surprisingly.
What you about to say?
No, this is dope, bro. Because, I had known you before, but it was kind of like mutual friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because literally, what was that, like 5 days ago?
Yeah.
I seen you and Honey, bro, and we were just chopping it up. First time ever talking to you officially.
Yeah.
And. We like, fuck it, bro. You want to jump on the podcast?
Yeah, fuck it. I'm always
like, we're here. Like, it's can I vibe with y'all,
it's
bro?
It's a good time.
We felt good vibes from you. Like, fuck it. Let's get them on there.
Exactly.
Let's
get I watched some of the podcasts, you know. I was like, okay. I like what they're doing over there.
What do you think of Honey?
Honey?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm a regular there. That's why I'm asking.
In Delray, that one, they charged me $13 for a rum and coke. So, At Whistle Stop, you get a nice little bucket for $9.
I feel like everyone trying to make their money back right now.
Yes, because of that quarantine. Yeah.
Because I'm not at Honey all the time, but I know before all this, Thursday was like college night, so they have free drinks. I think you buy like a $10 ticket or something, and it's free drinks till 11.
Yeah, from 9
or something
to
like
11.
That.
Free drinks.
Free drinks from 9 to 11.
Opposed to your $13 rum and coke.
Opposed to like tax for rum and coke.
You know
when they make drinks, it's like 85% coke and 15% rum. It's
85% coke, 85% ice, and then 50% rum.
Like, it's ridiculous.
That's facts.
Gee, I mean, you know, it is what it is. This is the times we're living in. Everyone trying to make their money back.
Yeah.
But actually,
I paid for it.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't be mad at them. I paid for it still.
I want to, I don't know too much about you, so I want to get a little insight. I want to know, like, when and how you started rapping.
Man.
Or first how you started rapping.
How is easy. It's like, you know, I used to look up lyric videos. Mm-hmm. My favorite rapper is Kendrick Lamar. So, you know, when I first heard like Section 80 and I was looking at like his Lookout for Detox song, I was just like trying to keep up with the lyrics, and I would just memorize the lyrics and try to sound like Kendrick. And I did that for any artist, like J. Cole, Kanye, anything. I would just try to sound like them. And then that just progressed into me. It's like 2 a.m. Gotta go to school the next morning. I'm just up like writing on my phone, like, oh, what can I do? And it was never one moment where I woke up and was like, I'm gonna make music. Mm-hmm. It just like gradually became that, like, because I was doing that for a year or two just on my phone casually until I was like, maybe I should do this for real. Like, maybe I should actually try this. And it took like 3 or 4 years for me to write an actual song where I thought, okay, I'm good enough to do this. Like, I can actually do this. Okay. And but yeah, and it's like I said, it wasn't that just one moment, like, where I woke up one morning and was like, oh my God, I want to be a rapper. It was more natural. And that's why I think that's what I want to do.
So it was like, let me see. So you would listen to, like, say, J. Cole or the Kendrick or whatever. Were you trying to, did you want to like have their flow specifically, or you were just, you wanted to like find a flow within yourself?
Yeah, like, so when I first heard Good Kid, M.A.A.D City, you know, he over here talking about gangbanging and shit, and like, he talking about, oh, this and that, oh, like, he was talking about his story, and I was glorifying my story, like, oh my God, like, you know, I seen some shit that I really didn't see. And then I realized, I was like, man, like, I'm not Kendrick. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't do that. Like, I like Kendrick more than J. Cole, but I relate way more to J. Cole because J. Cole wasn't in that life, but he's, you know, he keeps it real. It was in the same school. So it was in the, he was down the street from it. And that's me. And, you know, I took parts of J. Cole, parts of Kendrick, and I'm still doing that today. Like, I'm just trying to find me, like, who I am.
Okay. J. Cole's your biggest inspiration?
Well, my biggest inspiration would be my dad, but
okay,
you get into that.
Definitely, like, that's my biggest inspiration. And then it goes probably J. Cole, Kendrick, and Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys.
I don't think we've ever had. We've had like a top five list, but we never had like a top five inspiration list.
Those are my four. I could pull out a fifth one, but like those are my top four. Like, I don't know if you guys have seen Kevin Hart's documentary on Netflix, but
yeah, I know. I love Kevin Hart, bro. So I love him. Aside from a comedian standpoint,
like, he's
a workaholic.
Yeah, he's a workaholic. He really is. He fucks up. Can we swear on here?
Yeah. Okay.
But he fucks up and he owns it. Yeah. And that's the biggest thing to me. It's like, damn, like, everybody fucks up. And he's just exactly. Honest about it.
Like, we're all human, bro. Like. Yeah. I feel like people, especially in people who have that that level of, I don't want to say power, but like they're well known. Like, we expect them to just be perfect, bro, make every right move.
Exactly.
And it's like, bro, we are all human. Say you blow up, you know, you make a little mistake, just because, you know, you Casey the Light, biggest rapper in America, whatever it is, bro. Like, you gonna fuck up. We all gonna fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
We all fuck up.
And people get on Twitter, social media. Oh, they start, bro, all these opinions. Like, oh,
so quick to cancel, bro.
And it's just sad. But I kind of miss like 2011, 2012 Twitter.
Bro, I do too. Cause like, I think about. I'm gonna be real. I think about, like, say if this podcast blew up, and, you know, say people know us pretty well, and I say the wrong shit. That's what I say. I try to watch what I say. I say the wrong shit, mm-hmm. and then people are like, oh no, we don't like that. Kaz is canceled. And I was like, damn, like, I like, when I see celebrities, whoever it is, get canceled, or like people don't fuck with them no more, whatever, I try to put myself in that situation. And, like, don't get me wrong, a lot of times they might be wrong. But yeah. I was like, damn, like, what if that was me? And people just know me, they or think they know me through social media or the internet, or whatever. Mm-hmm. They're like, you know, Kaz is canceled. Fuck it.
Like, and even if you are wrong, it's like the proper way to go about it to fix it isn't to just crucify you, absolutely. Like put you on this pedestal. Like, no, like get some help. Like, it depends what you said. Like, obviously, if you say some racist shit, like
that's
different. That's your personality. It's like, all right, you're grown. Come on, man. Like, fuck you.
Right.
But if you do some shit like,
I'm talking about like something mild, like.
Yeah, like if,
something we're all guilty of doing, maybe, you know.
I'll be honest. I feel like everyone's not built for everyone to like them. Like, mm-hmm. whoever likes you. Whoever doesn't like you, okay, then, like, you know, it's like a TV channel. Like, turn it off. You don't like it, turn it off.
That's what I'm saying, bro. There's always going to be people who don't like you. Mm-hmm. Always.
Exactly.
100%.
And there's always going to be people that voice that, too. Like,
absolutely.
In Instagram comments, Twitter fingers, everything.
Absolutely. Like, maybe we might not see it like that because, you know, we regular degulars. But shit out there. We all see the same comments on IG or Twitter, whatever it is. People just.
I had this one comment. Like, I promoted an Instagram post with one of my raps, and they was like, oh God, white rappers back at it again.
Oh,
and, you know, I was laughing. And then another person on Twitter. Shout out my boy Nighty. He said, yo, he posted me, he said, yo, you're my favorite white rapper ever. And it's just so funny when people say white rapper, like a lot of people would take offense to that, but I don't mind it. Like I said, I am the best white rapper, you feel me?
Hey, okay. Shit, hey, we can't do this episode without the people hearing something.
Ooh.
Hey. So you want me to play one of your songs, or you want to go on the spot?
Man,
I think you said you had a written.
We could go on the spot if the beat's right, we could go on the spot.
All right, what beat we feeling? This is all improvised, so I mean, I'm kind of curious about this.
If you got some written, you know, we could get a sneak preview of it. You know,
I do.
First glance right here. Sneak preview.
First look. On the can I buy with y'all? Oh, on the can I buy with y'all?
Yeah, let me see this real quick.
Alright, you ready?
I'm ready, man.
You wanna take a little shot before you start?
No, I'm good.
You good? Alright.
Man, for the people.
You played it? Let me know when you play it. Wait. Is this the
I'm
written?
I'm playing it right now. This is the written.
Okay.
Shot word to Tyler Harrow. I moved from Wisco to Florida, climbing out the barrel. Second team, first season. That was just a fling. Was a college boy living out his college boy dreams. Had to drop out and focus up on who I came to be. Simple school, then I gained 10 degrees. Came to me, reigning king. Wait and see any freeze on a whole rap game. Only hope if Satan free. But I come back with Lucifer head, Medusa in bed. I look her in the eyes when we fuck. Dick hard as a rock and his piss all in the pot. And my wrist ain't got a watch, but it's still perfect. Time. Everyone is everything. I'm not. That's a loser. That's a shooter. That's a I don't give a fuck what I am to you. Hallelujah. Higher power coming sooner than you think. That's just a rumor. I don't know if it's Jehovah, but it's over. So why the fuck are we sober? I need doomsday turn up. That Twitter going crazy. Only thing I wish is that I could have had a baby. But maybe this life ain't the end. Rebirth and try again. I guess we'll never know till the day we all dead. Yeah. Until then, I'm vibing with a movie in my iris. Astral projection, closest thing I know to guiding. Like I said, I'm vibing with a movie in my iris. And I'm ghost, oh, oh. And this off the dome so that people at home know I be getting these hoes psych, bro. I don't know what you doing, hit you with the fucking chrome, yo. Better back off my nuts, kid. I'm waking up every day and I smoke another blunt, kid. Psych, I don't even smoke cause I really tweak out. But I'm gonna do this shit and I say it loud, baby. Woo! Had a warm up real quick, had a warm up. Jeez. I fucked up a little bit, but it's all good.
I did That's not know what to expect, bro. I'm gonna hit that one more time. Oh my God.
I'm smacked. I fucked up a little bit in the beginning, but it's all good. Until election
day, go vote in person. Oh, shit. Hey,
go
shit.
Vote. Go vote.
Hey, go vote. Hey, while we here, while we got this platform, yes, go vote. Let me put that down. Damn.
Appreciate y'all. Damn.
Damn.
Is that released already, or is that coming out?
When nah, it's not gonna come out. The beat got sold, but
damn,
it's all good. It'll probably be on Instagram freestyle in a couple weeks, but sucks. That's a nice little song.
You know what? We gonna make a clip of this part right here, and we gonna promote this song.
Yes,
yeah, promote that.
I'm one. Fucking yeah. with that. What's it called?
The movie in my iris.
The movie in my iris.
Yeah.
It's just what's the meaning of that?
It's like, you know, that's my life. It's just we all live in a movie through our own like eyes.
Oh, through your
iris.
Oh, and that's
iris. So that's the movie in my iris. Like that's
okay.
You know, and like I said, I'm vibing with the movie in my iris. Okay. I'm just vibing with it. Like I'm not here for no bullshit. But
I can't behind his words. It's not just like mumble rapping.
I was hearing the lyrics as he was rapping. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, my favorite part of that is like, well, I said, I come back with Lucifer head, Medusa in bed. I look her in the eyes when we fuck, dick hard as a rock. Cause when you look at Medusa, you're supposed to turn into a rock. Only thing that turned into a rock is my
Hey Kev like it, bro. Kev back there, he like it.
Come on now, like damn, I'm just mad I fucked up in the beginning, but
no, you can say I'll cut that out, bro. Maybe.
Maybe. Nah, I'll leave that in there because
it's all no, hey bro, this is an improvised show. Like I appreciate you doing that. Like that was, I didn't know what to expect, to be honest. I really didn't. I had heard some of your music on YouTube, but you know, like you come on the spot, you know, you don't really know what's gonna come out.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, let me listen. You say I'm gonna like the first line, you know, about the Tyler Hero.
A long shot where the Tyler Hero, because he's from Milwaukee.
He is.
He's from Milwaukee.
He is.
And yeah.
I didn't know that.
I'm from damn near Milwaukee. It's Racine, Milwaukee. It's like Delray to Deerfield. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah, that's nothing.
So he's from where I'm from. So I support like him, but.
Shit, we gonna tag Tyler here in the comments.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's up?
Can we go back to the intro song that we played? Because that's actually from you.
Mm-hmm.
So you wanna explain a little
bit? That's a remix to Rigor Mortis. I don't know if you guys have heard Kendrick's Rigor Mortis song.
He killed that shit. I actually don't think I've heard that.
That's off Section 80. It's an old song, but he killed that shit. I was like, man, I just gotta write to this beat. That came out like a year ago, actually, like last July. Okay. That came out, but
that's probably what
and that's on SoundCloud.
Yeah, it's on Soundcloud.
That is on SoundCloud. I heard that right.
Rigor Mortis remix, Casey the Light.
There you go. There you go. I didn't even plan on doing this, but can we get a top five while you're here?
Ooh,
get a look. Top. Just artists in general.
Artists in general.
Any genre. Yeah, yeah. Any genre. No order. I just want to hear a different perspective.
Number one, Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
Kendrick Lamar. Just versatile, everything. Anytime anybody says anything better than, anytime anybody says anything's better than Kendrick Lamar, it's like, are you really listening? Like every single album Kendrick does is different than the last, and it's so personal to him, and it's just, it's amazing. So Kendrick number one, Ab Soul number two.
Oh, he's I haven't heard that name in a minute.
Yeah, he's a part of Kendrick's camp, like TDE. He's with them, but Ab Soul is number two for sure. J. Cole. these last couple, you could. I say.
You on the spot, bro.
I say.
Last two.
Kendrick, Cole, Soul, Weezy.
I like getting different perspectives. Like, so you like the lyrical side of it.
Yes.
Because, I like all of them, especially, like, J. Cole and Kendrick. I feel like you have to be a certain type of person to really fuck with them. Because they are fantastic rappers. But a lot of people, they're not, like, the mainstream, like, you know, dancing type shit. So
And at the same time, when people say that, like, oh, you got to be a certain type of person, even then, it's just like, I don't know. I just feel like people will, they just hate on what's cool to hate on. You know, like,
that's true.
Like
they kind of follow a trend.
Like, J. Cole doesn't really play into all the media drama, this and that. And it's cool to hate, like, and plus his fans make it easy to hate because they're always talking, like, it's like LeBron. LeBron's fans make it easy to hate LeBron because they're just talking all this shit all the time and you get tired of it. At a certain point, I'm a LeBron fan. Like,
okay.
I'm a LeBron fan, and but I understand how people talk hella shit. Yeah. It just gets annoying. It's just like, bro, we get it, bro. We get it.
I feel like you got
something to say. We get it. He went platinum with no features. We get it. Like,
I feel like people do follow a trend though.
Let's get into this mini discussion then. Since you're a LeBron fan, MJ or LBJ?
Bro, it's LeBron.
LeBron.
It's LeBron.
Why? He's the GOAT.
He's the GOAT. Literally, man, the best passer, one of the best passers of all time. MJ can't hang with that.
Okay.
He's been to hella finals. Like,
that's true.
And MJ, I understand MJ was 6-for-6, but it's like,
they only talk about them 6 years, though. Like,
exactly.
That's about his whole career.
And he did get bounced out in the first round a couple times. LeBron didn't do that.
I know MJ fans are.
But I'm not an MJ hater, though. Like, that's the thing. I love him. He's my second favorite player. Like, I'm not going to say anything bad about MJ. Yeah. I just think LeBron's better just as a player. Like, maybe MJ had the better career. But even then, it's just no point in arguing it. I just, personal opinion, LeBron James is better than MJ. But if you say MJ's better than LeBron, that's you. Like,
I'm kind of the same. Like, I'm like, whatever people say, I'm not mad at any side of it, because it's like, bro, even like, I'll even throw Kobe in there, bro. Like, I feel like there's just too much greatness, you know. And we didn't, like, normally I would side with MJ, but I didn't live during that time. All I can base off of is what I've seen on freaking TV and like, yeah, look up some stats. But like, I'm watching LeBron right now. Like, I'm watching greatness. So I don't know. Like, people, it's funny to see people debate about it, yeah, and especially people our age who never watched MJ play a day in their life.
Exactly. And it sucks too, because, bro, RIP Kobe Bryant. But like, the day that he died, man, like the day before, they were just comparing LeBron and Kobe like a motherfucker, bro. Like, they was just saying, LeBron's better than Kobe, Kobe's better than LeBron, mm-hmm, LeBron, Kobe never did this, Kobe never did that. And then the day after he died, it's like, life's too short, man. Why?
Bro,
like, if MJ dies tomorrow, God forbid, like,
yeah,
nobody's ever going to compare LeBron and MJ again out of respect. And mm-hmm, why wait until somebody dies to give him that respect? Like,
that's a fact.
Come on, man. Like, it's dead. We all got our opinions,
bro,
man.
People just want something
LeBron
to talk about.
LeBron the GOAT, but clock down to zero, LeBron.
Oh, it's going to be a good year. LeBron going to win it again, and then the Bucks is going to win it.
All right.
I got both of them.
Chill out. Wait.
Celtics.
Before you.
I'm a Celtics fan, but it's like LeBron and the Celtics are fighting for my favorite thing right now. Who I want to win next year is like, I don't know which one.
Casey, before you get to know this man here, just understand.
He said, what does that make sense?
Just understand that he's a bandwagon.
He already said it with Brady. He already said it with Brady.
Probably one of the biggest bandwagons you'll meet. So, you know, we could talk about it.
And if Milwaukee goes, man, that's Milwaukee. I'm vibing with Milwaukee.
Bro. How many teams do you have?
I have one team.
No. How many teams have you been a fan of?
One team.
That's Cat.
One team.
Who? What's the team?
I'm a Nuggets fan.
No. After that, by the way.
I was born
because of Melo. Oh, yeah.
No, I was born
I remember
there.
Watching some shit.
Got cooked by LeBron. Okay. Anyway, right? Who else?
That's it.
No, I thought it was like the Knicks.
No. My family is actually from New York, but I don't know why I've never liked the Knicks. I like New York teams. I just never liked the Knicks.
Because they trash. Because they booty.
But like, it was more so like, my brother's been a Knicks fan his whole life, and like, I always wanted to compete. Bro. So I didn't want to like the same team as him. They are. So I didn't want to like the same team as him. So I was like, you know, let me go with the team where I was born. So I've just always been a Nuggets fan. You know, we started popping off like last year. People don't believe me now, but it is what it is.
Hey. Oh man, New York sports is sad though.
It is sad. It is.
New York Giants, New York Jets.
I'm a Giants fan too, so.
New York Knicks.
I feel bad for Giants and Knicks fans because they just suck.
All right, you want to hear? I didn't even mean to get into a sports talk today, but.
We can get into it.
My boy here is from Jersey. Mm. Okay.
Suicide.
Where the Giants and Jets play. Also kind of close to Philly.
Yeah.
But he's a Patriots fan.
I used to be, aka former
Patriots. Like former as
Tom,
in
you're a Tom Brady fan. You know,
yes, I'm a Tom Brady fan. Exactly. I've said,
and that's why in football I feel like that's frowned upon. But in basketball, it's more like
it's
okay to, like, you know, you're a fan of a player. Like, there's KD fans. There were Steve Nash fans. There's LeBron fans, and they just hop whichever team. D Rose fans. But in football, it's more like, you better be a fan of a team. You better not switch no player. Like,
I'm going to be honest. I'll let you know exactly when I switched to being a player fan from a team fan is when D-Wade got traded. I used to be a Heat fan, and then, like, D-Wade was my favorite player, and then they just gave him away after all the years he'd been there. Like,
wait, you were...
There's no loyalty.
They gave him for, this was like 2 years ago. Or some shit. Too,
yeah, and once I saw that, I'm like...
Oh, you talking about when we went to Chicago?
Yeah, I'm like, there's no loyalty there. I'm like... I'm a player fan now. I'm not a team fan because you just dropped him like...
Shit's a business.
Like, he was... Exactly. I respect it. Okay, it's a business. I'm not a team fan. I'm a player fan now. That's when I officially switched.
Yeah, I officially switched when LeBron beat the Warriors. I was like, damn. I'm tired of hate. Because I was a Celtics fan. Shit. The whole time LeBron was in Miami, I was a Celtics fan. He was just beating our ass. And I was like, fuck LeBron. MJ's the best. Oh, my mama. MJ's the best. And then, man, when he beat the Warriors, I'm just like watching it. Like, LeBron's a GOAT, bro. Like,
there's no denying it.
The man is the GOAT.
Coming back from 3-1? That's history.
And it's coming from a LeBron hater. Like, I used to be a LeBron hater. Now I'm a LeBron...
I used to be sexual
or whatever.
You know what's crazy? I used to be a Kobe hater, bro. Like, my dad is... Kobe is his favorite player. I was kind of a Kobe hater. More so because, like, the fans always talking about Kobe.
Like I said, man.
And, I mean, I didn't become a fan after he died. I became a fan, like, probably, like, 5 years before that. Because he was, like, winding down his career.
Mm-hmm.
And he was doing a lot of stuff off the court that I started to respect. But, you know, I know there are a lot of people who were Kobe haters the whole time. And then when he did die, you know, that mindset kind of changes.
Exactly, because it's like...
So, I'm saying that because, like, with LeBron, I was always a hater. But it wasn't until probably, like, 3 years ago. Or, like, damn, like, I'm witnessing greatness right now. Like I said before, I never saw MJ play. I could watch Last Dance or watch... old games, watch highlights or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm actually watching LeBron play. Like, he came in the league 2003. I was born in 96. Like, that's my whole childhood. So I didn't really think about it until a few years ago. I'm like, damn, like, I'm watching greatness right now. Like, there's probably never going to be another LeBron. You know, there's going to be great players. There's going to be players who do different things.
That's just...
But this man, LeBron this James, man, man. Is a machine, bro.
That's facts.
LeBron James, man. Like, for me, the time he came out of high school, being an 18-year-old kid and having all that pressure on you, like, oh, you're next Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. You better be better than Michael Jordan or you're a bust.
Tattoo chosen one on him, too?
He lived, like, he's the only person who's ever lived up to that. Like, nobody mm-hmm. thought LeBron was going to be that good. You could have said, oh, yeah, LeBron's going to be great player. Nobody thought he was going to be what he is now.
LeBron.
He lived up to the hype.
He's not the next Michael Jordan. He's LeBron James.
Yeah.
He's LeBron James.
Absolutely.
Like, you're not, man, like, that's just respect. Like,
I had to hit that one time.
The pressure,
that's a
man,
fact.
The pressure is ridiculous. The pressure coming out of high school and then going to the Heat and losing that first finals, the pressure the next season to win is just, like, immense. And he wins back-to-back, then loses, comes back to Cleveland down 3-1. The pressure there, he wins again, and now he goes to L.A. It's like, oh, he's not going to win. Come on now. The pressure. That's just so much pressure, man. It's like,
boy, goated, bro.
I'm not going to lie. Going back to Kobe, I didn't appreciate him until he got to his downfall, where he started to decline in his career. And I'm like, we ain't going to never see another Kobe.
Nah. Yeah. Them free throws on his Achilles, man.
What?
That's, see, back. Shit like that.
Sink.
Quick question. Now, LeBron, do you think he's on his decline? Because I can't tell. Me, personally, I can't tell. And that man's in year, like, 17. Well, he just finished year 17. I know he spent, like, 1.5, 2 million, whatever it is, on his body. I don't see a decline.
A decline? I guess you could say, like, a decline is this. Because, like, that last season he was with the Cavs when he carried them to the finals. Like, he averaged, what, like, 31 points in the playoffs.
What?
31. He averaged, like, a triple-double in the playoffs. So, like, going from that to now the Lakers, it's like, It's a slight decline. Yeah. But I'm just 100%. I'm scared of that drop off. You feel me?
Yes.
Like, I'm scared of that. I don't know if it's gonna happen next year, the year after, but I feel like like history tells me it's coming. But LeBron's LeBron. You never know.
You don't know when it's coming. Usually it already happened, but
it's gonna come. It's definitely gonna come. But I think he got like at least 2-3 good. It's gonna be like a slight decline, but I don't think it's gonna go from what he did now to averaging maybe like 5 points a game. Like, even for example, like, you know, I love D Wade, but you saw like his last year, like he was coming off the bench, like he like I don't think it's gonna drop like that in 1 year.
And it's so crazy because like they was drafted the same year.
Yeah.
Like, LeBron's doing this, and you see all his peers that got drafted with them. I realized LeBron was a year younger than most of them because, but like, he's playing at MVP level. He's in the MVP conversation. Yeah. D-Wade, retired. Carmelo, he's on the Trailblazers.
About to retire.
Trailblazers, he's kind of balling. He has his games, but like, he's nothing what he used to be.
Carmelo washed to me, to be honest with you. He washed.
I mean, and he's old. Like, it's expected, but yeah. LeBron just keeps going,
bro.
Like, it's crazy.
Bro, that's what, like, it's how it's really, like, I mean, yes, he's gifted, but like, it's how you take care of your body, too. Like, that's all those games, if you think about all those years, all those games played, like, even, you know, we'll play ball, we'll play for, like, you know, fucking 20 minutes, bro.
My body aching afterwards. My knees, I'm like.
48-minute games, bro, for 17 years? Like,
I'm done.
After high school,
at an MVP
middle school, level, whatever,
like, at a best in the world level.
That's what I'm saying,
and that's why
you gotta respect that.
I don't know why people don't credit durability, because why would you not credit? They say, oh, LeBron played longer than MJ. If he's able to play longer, that's durability. Why wouldn't you credit that? Exactly. That's like Emmitt Smith. Emmitt Smith played for 20 years and he's the leading rusher in the NFL, but people say, oh, he played for 22 years.
And that's
even, as a running back playing for 22 years, that's unheard of.
That's even crazier.
You're preaching right now.
Bro, football careers last like 10 years shorter for the most part, exactly. Especially at the running back position.
Emmitt Smith was balling. He's like AP, bro. AP still balling. Like, bro, AP just ran for 100 yards. He's
like,
crazy.
Bro, even, like, you say Melo's washed, but even Melo, bro, like, you got to respect what he's doing.
He's still balling.
Oh, yeah,
even for him to come out and occasionally, you know, drop 22, whatever it is, like, shit. I know older people I know not doing that. They in LA Fitness with the knee braces trying to get right, bro. Playing 25 minutes, 3 fouls, and 2 points.
I'm sorry, my
boy killing the crowd.
I'm still stuck on that because I can imagine. I done seen it multiple times at LA Fitness. Dudes be having like 3 fouls and 2 points. How you got more fouls than your points? That is so bad. I 3 fouls and you got 2 points.
Them fouls they be calling, bro.
Bro, you know they gonna be like, man, I could have gone to the league, but you know my knees messed up. Shut your ass up.
Facts. You better hit that motherfucking. Which one? Shut your ass up, kid. Your ass on the sideline if you heard me.
We gonna get a little outro going. You wanna? Want to get a freestyle to end it?
An outro. A freestyle to end it? Oh, man.
What you feeling, Chris?
Long as you feel comfortable. We don't want to put you on the spot. If you want to do an outro, you can do an outro.
It could always be cut out.
If not, yeah, we can
already. I'm just going to put you could put any beat on. I'll just freestyle to it. I'm a little bit drunk, so.
All right. Bro, what happens at the end of every episode? You heard what he said? What
did he say?
I'm a little bit drunk.
I'm a little bit drunk.
Spontaneous. Fuck
another it. One? Oh, fuck. Hold on. What is this? DNA? God damn. Hey.
KC Light. KC Light. KC Light. KC Light. KC Light. KC Light.
Hey, light them fat asses in his face. Hold away, I don't know what I be saying. I'm just going on my plate. Hold away, you gave me food. Let me clean up the whole plate. I might try and go by the state. Driving by the state. Hold up, wait. I didn't even say no shit. I didn't say no shit. They dancing like they killing that shit, but they really not. They know that shit. Hey, that's they go to move. Hey, that's they go to move. Hey, hey, the slide of honey, man. That's our go to move. I just win again and win, but then I serve. Yeah, that's him again. The sound of engine and it's like a bird. You see, curve to the fuck.
Go ahead.
Hold on, let me catch it back, little.
Hold on.
Run it back.
Let me drink it. Oh shit. Oh fuck. That shit snapping. Hold up. I'm just capping. Fuck it. I'm a step thug with the fucking shit. Hey, we gon' cut this shit out if you wanna. Let me talk to the camera quick. Y'all better go in and vote your shit. Better vote Trump out of office, cause I ain't playing with your shit, man. Fuck Trump, fuck everything that he represent. Them racist ass cops, man. Fuck them shits. Fuck it.
Hold on, this is. I forgot this. There's two parts to this.
Bro, Kendrick's so fucking cold.
I forgot there's two parts to this beat.
He was.
Nah, keep it going. Fuck it, keep it going.
Wait, I forgot what the second part sounds like. Oh, shit. It's Chris' turn.
That's fire, bro.
Oh, shit.
That's just fire.
Oh, shit.
You still gonna edit this out. Give me some.
I'm a little bit drunk, but I ain't know I was about to do this, but
it's all good, bro. I'll cut out a lot of shit.
Get loose.
You don't gotta cut out none of shit. I'm finna kill this shit.
Get loose.
I'll end it on this one.
Shut up. Where this shit at?
Nah, right. That boy spitting.
Yo, that when we saying Casey Light, that was fire. When we said Casey Light.
Alright, whenever you're ready, turn it up, go ahead.
Casey Light. Right.
We're gonna start off with that.
Ready on you, Playboy.
Yeah. I just pulled up to the club with a badass bitch. Everybody looking like, who that badass bitch? She with me, I know, she no hoe. Might as well take your little broke ass home. And I just dropped another song, people like it so what? I only made $1.50 off of music last month. But you know that shit by this chain soon. Speed off in the boat of fame soon. What a world after that happens, I ain't never going back to the dang tour. My pants on my ass, my back pocket's full of cash. If I ever go and do crash, blame it on the drink in my hand. Blame it on the bitch in my lap. Blame it on everything else. Cause I can't blame myself. No, I can't blame myself. I've been working on it, been searching on it, been meditating, been hurting on it. Like Ben Simmons with a jump shot or Roddy Reed with a cum shot. I mean, hustle, I might gotta pause. Hit a new thing, this reasonable cause. Wait, I reset that bar now. I reset that bar. Shit. If the Martians are target, then boy, I'm Mars's. Marvelous flow, so far apart from the novice. I might just reach in the cockpit and fly us all to our coffins. And how this plane ain't got a roof, like no ceilings, not watches. My shoes, Jordans, they fly. My jewels imported, ain't diamonds, no blood stains in my mind. Except for the Wheezy songs on Vibe and 2. And his TC grounds inside my 2 with a DC scope, yeah, he don't miss. KC roll with a pen like this, I ain't seen no since K-Dot should see for my shit. Can't afford for me blowing up, and one day I flip. Clock and slip, so we got and shit. No cops in here, no ops in here. There's pots in here, but there's clips in here. My partner, see, can't look in here. Top secret like the FBI, and it's fucked up. And you believe them lies, shit. I don't even believe my eyes, I don't even seem to try. I don't even see no lie. I'm living like we analyze, incentivize. How to live right, we analyze. Her money to make us glamorize, yeah. Fuck that shit, bitch. I'm in the crib like Camelot, but the family out this song makes you locking the door. Cause we ain't broke no more. People watching our dough, you know. Everything off the dome, everything off the dome. From now here, everything, everything off the dome. That shit gonna be
cheese. Hey. That's oh it. My god, bro.
KC the Light.
Oh my god.
Y'all got me rapping on this bitch. I wasn't even supposed to rap that shit, but hey.
KC.
Hey, I gotta cut it here, bro. My boy been spitting.
Yes.
My boy, yes. One more time, bro. One more time, Casey. Thank you for joining the show, bro.
Yes, sir. No problem. Man.
I know you didn't expect to come on here and be spitting like that, but like.
Thank you.
You killed that.
Thank you.
You killed that. For the people watching, drop in the comments how you feel about that. I feel pretty good about it. I like what I just heard.
I'm pumped.
I'm
trying to go out too, man. What time is it?
Hey, shout out Kev real quick too. Best photographer in South Florida, man.
KBJ.
Oh my god, bro. I forgot how to make an outro because this man got me.
Drop your ad one more time for me.
Hey, please, Casey the Light. Casey the Light everywhere, man. K-A-Y-S-E-E the Light. Like, that's it.
Light.
Casey the Light.
K-A-Y-S-E-E the Light.
I love you. Apple Music, Spotify, everywhere, Twitter, Instagram.
Woo!
I don't got a Facebook. That's for old people.
Woo!
You feel me?
Go ahead, Kaz.
Hey, you know, it's your boy, Kaz. Follow the IGCAZ_0. While I'm here, I'm going to say follow the Can I Vibe with y'all on IG. Can I Vibe with y'all? Yes. Simple as that. Yes. Drop your shit, Playboy.
You already know. It's your boy, Chris. IG Mathis 203.
No, 023. 023.
What I said?
You said 203.
Oh!
Hey, but we out of here, man. Thank y'all. Yes sir. Yes sir. Yes sir. Yes sir. Yes sir. Yes sir. Yes sir.